Well, you might not be masters of microscopy yet, but you should be better at it than you were 2 weeks ago, because that was basically the practice week. Now you're doing the rest of that chapter, which is the cells exercise. And there's really, I think, only four things I want to say, because you've already done microscopy. One is that one of the wet mounts you're preparing is your cheek epithelium, which is why the toothpicks should be sitting out. Doesn't look like she has toothpicks out yet. Oh, there are there. Okay. We're going to assume those are clean toothpicks, so don't put your used ones back in there. But you're going to be scraping your cheek, the inside of your cheek. Now, the more you scrape, the more times you scrape, the much more likely it is that you'll have cells to find on your slide. But don't rub yourself raw. Just gently do it over and over using different parts of your cheek so that the cells build up. Even though you don't see them building up, they're building up on the toothpick. That'll give you a much better chance of seeing them. That's one thing. On other wet mounts, you are slicing some plants, potato and onion, for instance. Now, ideally, you want to make a slice that's one cell thick. But obviously, you're not going to be able to do that, right? There'll be many cells thick. But you can get close to that if you just consider this to be the chunk of potato or whatever. Don't try to make a slice all the way through it. Start somewhere and make a very thin wedge. And then when you take out this wedge, look at the part through the scope. Look at the part that comes to the point. That will be very few cells thick. That'll help. Did I say four things? I've said two already?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully by the time I'm through with this third one, I'll remember the fourth. One thing that makes common sense and straightforward once you do it, but a lot of people are confused by it as far as how the instructions are written, and that is to estimate cell size. Now remember, when you look through a scope, what you see as the circle is the field of view, and that always looks the same size to you, even though it's not the same size, right? Because when you go up in magnification to a higher magnification objective, it's really a smaller circle, a smaller part of the slide. The diameter changes. And you need to know that diameter if you really want to estimate a cell size. That's why for the different objectives on this model of scope that you're using, the lab manual lists what the actual diameters are. So depending on which objective you're using, you need to use the correct value. That would be this, you know, that's the whole diameter, right? If you have a cell in there that you're supposed to estimate the size of, it's really just a matter of carefully using the mechanical stage to position this cell right at the edge of the circle. It doesn't matter where, I'm just drawing it here, but right on an edge. And then you just imagine how many duplicates of that end-to-end it would take to get all the way across. Okay? So it looks like 9 in this case. So that means that every one of these cells is, in this case, 1/9 of this diameter. And therefore, you just look up the diameter, which depends on the objective, and divide by 9 in this case, or whatever number your eyes make it look like it would take to get all the way across. Is that okay? And you can do this at multiple objective levels and see whether your computations agree. The higher the magnification, the smaller the circle, the easier it is to imagine how many it takes. If it's only 2 or 3, it's much, much more accurate. But in any case, that's how you do that. And I was too busy talking to remember the other one. second. Well, maybe it'll come to me and I'll just blurt it out while you're working. The pond water that's back here, though, is not the same as before. Last time there was pond water out, but it was from the pond on campus. They brought in other pond water, which should be a lot more rich in life. You're still likely to see the things on the posters, but just much more likely. So I will leave you at it. The dissecting scopes are in here, remember. These are the slide scopes. Don't leave a slide on when you clean up. And remember, don't spread the dangerous cover slips all over. Take one out of the stack, use it, and then when you're done with your slide, put it in the glass disposal back there.